Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975, you can text the show. You know the number for that. Miss the first hour? All sports. We actually did an hour of sports.
Look at that. Look at us.
Sportsing.
Sports, guys. We're sports talk radio, guys. How'd you feel about that, Aaron? I know when you signed up for this gig, you probably thought you were working on a sports talk radio show.
Yeah, because I never listened to the show before, and I saw ESPN, so I just figured, oh, yeah, all sports all the time.
What a sucker.
Yeah, and then we had to explain it's the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network.
I thought it was Extreme Talk About Sports and Programming
Network. It's actually Ebony Sports Talk because, you know, things have changed. Ebony Sports Pandemic Network because what we talk about are race relations and pandemic relations.
And masks.
And sometimes sports.
Yeah, yeah. But we just did a whole hour of sports, and I'm still in a good mood. I can't believe it. And even made me talk about the damn baseball crap I didn't want to talk about. And it doesn't matter. You know, some things never change, though. You know, traffic sucked coming in today. And somebody left a floater in the damn bathroom.
Yeah, I don't understand this.
It's got to be one of ours because we own the whole floor now.
Shame.
Except for one little group of weirdos, and I never see them anymore. I think they're on quarantine.
It doesn't seem that hard. And because I'm a good person, I decided, you know what? I'm not going to leave the restroom with that floating there. So I flushed with my foot just to avoid any kind of contact. But I shouldn't have to do that. It's like the most simple of courtesies. People say you can judge a society based on whether or not people put their shopping carts back because that's something I read that you can tell if someone's a good person or not by if they put their shopping cart back because it's not a crime to not put your shopping cart back. It's not a criminal offense to just leave it in the parking lot willy-nilly. But you're endangering other people's cars. You're making someone else do that work for you. And really, it's a simple task that doesn't take that much effort. And the grocery store was kind enough to let you use that cart to shop for your groceries. And it just seems like the right thing to do. Because now, instead, there's got to be some cart boy running around or something, or people are going to have to drive around it. So they say if you put your cart back, it's a good way of telling if someone's a good person or not. I would contend that flushing the toilet in a public restroom falls in the same lines.
Well, it's technically not public, but it certainly is
a shared.
Yeah, yeah. It's a shared one.
It's a community restroom. Like if you want to leave a floater in your toilet at home, that's what you're into. Fine. That's none of my business. I've got my opinions on it, but I'll hold them to myself.
I will be coming to your house. I can tell you that.
Right. But if we are in a shared space and everyone on the fourth floor here shares a restroom, the simplest thing you can do I'm not a work pooper. I don't like to poop in public places. It has to be a full-blown emergency for me to sit down in these restrooms. Emergency. I think it's maybe happened once in the time that we've worked in this building. So, but when I do, I damn sure want to leave. I don't want to leave any signs that I was there. It's been a couple weeks, but the second time I've seen a floater, and the first time was worse because there was no toilet paper.
Yeah.
There was just poop. And no toilet paper, which is really vile because now you wonder how this person cleaned themselves. But getting back to what makes you a bad person, it doesn't take really any, it takes less effort than putting your shopping cart back. And again, it's not a crime to not flush it.
It should be.
It just makes you a terrible person.
It should be a crime. The problem is you can't put a camera in there to figure out who did it.
Right. I wish you could.
Yeah. Actually, just as an aside, I finally watched John Oliver last night. And for those of you who are screaming about civil liberties, about not wanting to wear the mask, do yourself a favor and go watch John Oliver. It has nothing to do with masks, but it does have something to do with our civil liberties being violated. And it is serious. It's for real. It's not just, I don't want to wear the thing. Somebody asked Fred, is it even worth the study and bet on the Belmont this weekend with really unknown horses? Boy, I sure hope so, because I spent about 4 hours on it today and put together a fairly large package. This is probably my most in-depth package that I've done for pregame. And it's, I'm diving in pretty big on Saturday. I'm feeling pretty good about it. So, Rich says, I guess I'm a good person about 40% of the time because I don't always put my shopping cart back. I have to admit, there are things I judge people on. It goes back to Bronx Tale. Remember the door test? You can't do that anymore. It's like, that's because everybody's car's automated, right?
But right.
There was a door test, and if you haven't seen the movie, that's how you know if she's worth keeping.
Yeah.
When he was dating this girl. If she opened the door for him, then keep her, and if not, dump her. So since then, I've been...
Spoiler alert, she unlocks the door.
Yeah, she does. Well, if you haven't seen the movie, that's on you. Although, I just saw Death Race 2000 for the first time the other day. And how old's that movie?
That's
like from
old.
The 70s when Stallone was first starting. Really, really enjoyed that, too, especially when they drive over old people. But I will judge you if you don't flush a toilet. I'll judge you if you don't put your cart away. I'll judge you if you recline on an airplane. I'm getting to where I'll judge you if you're not wearing a mask. There's certain words. Like if anybody who uses butthurt, I just assume they're 16 years old or just dumb. It's little stuff like that I will judge you for. But not flushing. I'm sorry. There's some offenses that somebody should be able to beat you with a baseball bat over. I think that's one of them. So, and now I'll give you some exceptions to the cart thing. Like, if you're really old and it's 105 degrees in Houston, Texas, and it's another 30 feet for you to take that thing back, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
It's not ideal, but it's not your fault that you had to park that far away, and I don't want you dying. But there are exceptions. Not everything's black and white. But my parents had a party, and someone left a floater in the guest bathroom by a non-masked person. Society is doomed. Yeah, I don't get that. Especially don't want to go into somebody's house.
No.
And let's be honest, this is kind of our house.
Yeah.
And someone has come into our house and pooed. And someone else is smoking weed in there, which now, that bothers me less. Just wish they'd share. But leaving a floater, unacceptable. So, tell AJ's lucky he's not a shift worker because it's not easy going 12 hours without pooping at work.
Yeah. It's not like I haven't done that work in my life. Yeah. I worked offshore on an oil rig. I mean, the good thing is you're so busy then you don't really have time to poop. And if I did go to the restroom, I was usually just going and pretending I was going to poop so I could take a nap in the stall. That was my move. But also, I mean, you know, my standards have changed over time. There was a time when I was in the Army, if we came across a porta potty in the field, it was like I just stumbled across a Buc-ee's. I was like, oh my God, look what's here. A porta potty. I don't have to poop in a hole that I dig. This is so great. So now, though, I live in a world where I feel like I can be a little choosier about where I poop.
Well, even before this, I was working mostly from home, so I rarely would have to go anywhere but home. But I guarantee you, if I go to Buc-ee's, it's almost a must just because those restrooms are so clean. I'm serious. I'm thinking, yeah, you know, I'm going to drive out to Buc-ee's.
I don't know if I have to go, but I'm going to go anyway. Yeah. I'm going to sit here and hope that maybe something rumbles.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Because it's Buc-ee's. So he says, I judge the bleep out of people that go 55 miles an hour in the fast lane at 7 a.m. on I-45. Yeah, I will judge you for that. Shame. I will judge you if you're driving slow in the left-hand lane and won't move your ass and people are passing you on the right. Because, hey, if people start passing me on the right, guess what I do? I move over.
Yeah.
Even if I'm doing 85 miles an hour.
I do too.
Which
it's a red flag to me.
Yeah. But if
people are passing me on the right, it means that I'm going too slow.
Conversely, if you're riding up on my ass in the right-hand lane when I'm there for a reason because I'm going slow because I'm probably going to exit, still going at least 55, make that clear, you're also a turd. You're a floater, just like what we have in there. Let's squeeze James on. What's up, James?
Hey, guys, sports. What's going on, man?
Sports.
Hey, I had to jump in on this, and it happens that I work in operations out in one of these oil plants here on the ship channel. You know, I work 12-hour shifts, rotating shifts and everything, and it is absolutely every single week it happens, what y'all are talking about, taking a crap and leaving it there and not flushing the toilet. However, our guys seem to have problem aiming and not hitting the toilet. Oh, yeah.
I saw a cartoon, like a meme of a, it said, this is how someone, how dudes be using the bathroom at gas stations. And it was a guy with his feet against one wall and his hands against the door, just like holding himself up, pissing and pooping all over the place, like all over the floor. And that's about right. Everywhere but Buc-ee's.
I'll just say this, targeting is not really... not really a priority in this restroom either.
I don't know how you miss with poop in it either. Very difficult.
But I've seen that a couple times. I mean, it just there's no way I'm going in that stall with poo on the floor. It's well, and as far as peeing, people can't aim right either. That's like half the time that urinal's been washed on both sides by people.
Right.
Which I don't know how you miss that either. It's a pretty good size urinal.
Yeah.
201 says, how do you feel about people leaving their food trays and trash on the table at fast food restaurants? I always throw mine away, but I don't. Most of the time when I'm at a place like that, because I don't really go and do sit-in at fast food. I guess the last time was probably when we were in Canada at A&W. And they have people go around and clean it up real fast, but I always throw my own stuff away. So... somebody says, love slowing down when someone is riding my ass in the right lane. Yeah, I'll do that. I'm still very paranoid about getting rear-ended and almost killed. So if you get too close to me, I will do the windshield wash on you, which somebody told me once, and I do that all the time now. So just a warning, if you get right up close behind me for no reason, when I'm going slow for a reason, you'll get some extra water on your windshield. I don't even know that I want to be listening to these lyrics. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I wash my hands after I go potty. Use plenty of soap. Yes, I wash my hands after I go potty.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Pat in the 409 said, I saw a trooper pull over a young girl dodging in and out of traffic in a Kia Soul like she was in a Corvette on College Street in Beaumont. Okay, that's another one. I would judge you if you're one of those people who just goes flying through traffic for no reason. Unless you're on your way to an emergency call, which most aren't. It's usually a Corvette. And I have some more. I'm going to be more judgmental. If you're, especially downtown, this is a PSA for those of you who don't drive downtown a lot. Do not get in the left-hand lane and not turn if it's a one-way going left. Do not get in the right-hand lane and not turn right if it's a one-way going that way. Because those are turn lanes. And there's even signs in some places that say right lane must turn right. They don't. They park there and I get stuck behind. And even now when there's hardly any people downtown, I get stuck behind them at the light because they're in the wrong damn lane. So that's one pet peeve. Another one is people who park their vehicles and then put on their hazard lights and they park where they're not supposed to be, but they put the hazard lights on because that makes it okay. No, it doesn't make it okay, especially when you're just dropping your girlfriend off at work. How about drop her ass over across the street where you're supposed to park and let her walk a block? She could use it. I guarantee you. Now, if it's an old, all right. I mean, there's exceptions to everything. If you're letting out an old person, okay. I'm fine with that. But like, people do it. Like they park there and then they run inside to go buy something and they're gone for 10 minutes. And so their car's mucking things up. And it's not as bad downtown right now because nobody's going there. But even today, I go to drop the wife off and there's some a-hole parked in the right-hand lane, not turning right. And I had to sit there at a light for a good 30 seconds because you don't know how to drive downtown.
Hey, man, f*** that.
And I got one more since I'm on a roll now.
Give me another one.
People who have 12-inch curb feelers on their cars.
Oh, that's...
Well,
I was like, whoa.
No, but
whoa. Don't come at me.
How is that even legal? Because I saw a guy on the highway the other day, and if he were to drift a little bit and catch somebody's tire... Excuse me. Maybe I do have the Rona. Okay. Then you could kill somebody like that. How are those things even legal? I don't mind the small ones. They look kind of cool. But these things are like 12 inches long. And not what a man says is 12 inches. An actual 12 inches. And then one more. I got one more. So I'm going now. What is it with these guys and their little cars with the mufflers that don't work? That they're trying to be as loud as they can when they drive by?
That I'm unsure of. I guess some people like to have loud cars. I've never understood that myself.
How is that even legal?
I don't know.
Because you know, I guarantee at 2:30 in the morning, that does wake you up.
Oh, yes.
When they're driving by. And for some reason, they feel like they have to gun it. And I know it's a compensation thing. I understand that. But can't you compensate in other ways?
You would think so. There's some people who live on in my cul-de-sac who... occasionally like come close to domestic violence. There's lots of yelling and screaming at each other, and they like to do this in the front yard. That's the best place to have your domestic disputes, is always in the front yard. But without fail, one of them, there's a big black pickup truck that is very, very loud, and one of them always takes it. And the other one starts slapping on the sides of it while the other drives away and peels out. You can't sleep through it.
No. No.
You cannot sleep through it.
Between that, your truck getting broken into and mail getting stolen, anybody who thought you make a whole lot of money and live in a nice, fancy River Oaks-type neighborhood, I don't think
so. Yeah, I don't live in River Oaks. Apparently, I live in a, I'm
they make two-story trailers. It's okay to admit.
I'm struggling. I'm one of the people, honestly.
People who come to a full stop at a yield sign when there's no traffic coming either way? Yeah. 409 says all Jefferson County drivers are NASCAR fans, therefore they have to get their beer home cold. 281, I really hope your traffic ethics touch base with your listeners. WTF is wrong with people. I would say most of our listeners have listened to us long enough that they're probably not bad drivers. Probably not. There's some. Because there's some people that doesn't matter what you say, they're going to do what they do. They don't care. But somebody says, I believe the proper term for those rims is called swangas. Is that true?
I think so.
Yep.
Aaron has them on his car.
Now, I there's some of them that are cool, right? But if they're actually extending that far out, that's dangerous. You know, all it takes is for you to drift a little bit.
Well, then don't drift.
Well, I mean, I get it because I'm not going to drive next to that guy.
Right.
And I'm sure that's what he wants. But this is Houston. You can't avoid everybody all the time driving.
That's true.
So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Just watch the dude drive on the shoulder on 288 to pass people. Maybe he's in a hurry to get home to his lovely wife or his side piece.
Or maybe he also doesn't poop at work and was rushing home
for that.
Other reasons.
Turning without signaling is aggravating. Robert from Orange. That's another one. The signal, that's a tough thing to do, right? Click, click, click.
To be honest, I'm not great with my signal. I always use it when I'm turning left. when I'm turning right, I rarely use it. Like, well, at least at like a stop sign. If I'm turning off of a major road, like, you know, if I'm driving and I'm just turning into a parking lot or something, I'll put my blinker on. But if I'm at a stop sign and I'm going right, I mean, it's nobody's business behind me which way I'm going.
Yeah, if you're stopped, that's fine. I use them all the time just because
it's a good habit to be in.
It's easier, but that's
But let's stop acting like, you know, using a blinker is somehow akin to not flushing the toilet. Okay? these are simple, you know, I mean, flushing a toilet is something that should be, like, once you're 6 years old, just kind of on the expectations list.
Yeah. I don't want to imply that any of those things are as bad as not flushing.
Yeah.
I think that probably goes to the top. Of all the things that we've talked about in the last segment, not flushing, number one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of your fault because you had to bring up that stupid story yesterday about how dangerous flushing was with the Rona. That's on you.
That was Tuesday.
Yeah, well, yeah, whichever day
man.
It was.
Hey, man.
Can I just, let's be honest. If you're going to rant about this now, you have to admit it was your fault.
No.
You brought it up. People listen to you. Somebody says it was me on 288. That highway is the capital of slow left lane drivers. That's pretty funny. Motorcycle drivers who drive in between cars.
Oh, I don't do that. I don't do that for your sake. I don't do that for my sake. I'm terrified when I ride my motorcycle in this city.
Well, yeah, I would be too.
Like, I can get out and drive up to like Magnolia or Huntsville, and I feel fine. But if I'm going towards the city, boy, it feels like you're playing Frogger, kind of, and it's coming.
And all it takes is for one person not paying attention while you're doing that, because you know how there will be people who, you know, will drift when the traffic starts. It's dangerous for you and for them.
Yep.
But I'd be scared to death to drive. I was thinking about getting a motorcycle, and then I had the accident. And I'm like, dude, I can't do that. So. If I ever get the place set up in East Texas, I'll probably get a motorcycle out there because that'd be kind of cool. I'd probably get a dirt bike, though. Dude, I love this band. I've been jamming on them all day. All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And every time I listen to this, I think about how miserable my life used to be when I worked at the Chronicle. I'd have to listen to this song to get in the mood for work each day. Mark says, segment name, Fred Fowler yells at kids to get off his lawn. I do have news for you, Mark. Almost everybody I was ranting about, a lot of my age, not kids.
Someone pointed out that yesterday you did have a whole bit about how you're not a real rant guy.
No, I'm not.
Today you're a rant guy.
Well, it doesn't mean that it's not going to come up occasionally. I don't rant every single show. You do.
That's true. I don't rant every single show.
Oh, yeah, you've had a rant ridiculous. Almost every show.
That's ridiculous. It's
sometimes two or three times.
Ridiculous.
Like the entire Monday show was you ranting. Or maybe it was Tuesday. I don't remember. They run together. No, I'm not a guy who goes on a bunch of rants. When I do, they're warranted. I think this is warranted today. I think it's time, you know, people started behaving like human beings and not leaving their turds floating in the toilet. So if we can use that to maybe spin off into some of these other things, I think it's a positive. I think it's a good thing. Somebody, what about the people who leave the toilet paper thing on the seats after when they kind of build the nest and then leave it there? You're just as bad, man.
Yeah, not cool.
Because now I've got to clean off something that's been touching your butt. Gross.
That is pretty gross.
Yeah. So... 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. I said, come on, Fred, you ran at least three times a week. I don't know about that. But that's out of, what, 15
out
hours?
Out of 5 days.
Out of 15 hours of radio? Do you think that's a lot?
Yes.
I don't.
It's obscene.
No. And I think your definition of rant's different than mine. That was a rant. That was a fair
rant.
Now
you're ranting about my definition of ranting.
Well, just but having an opinion and getting excited about something is not a rant.
But listen, let's also agree that if there's anything worth ranting about, it's people who use the facilities and don't flush.
Yes.
That's a worthwhile rant.
Yeah. So.
Honestly, it's worth an ass whooping.
It is. It is. But just a general thought on something is not necessarily ranting.
Like, remember when everyone made fun of me because I said, I want to know whoever's taking my headphones and things like that
yeah.
every day?
Yeah.
I want to know who it is because, and this was before I was the program director, because I want that person to be fired. And everyone was like, oh my gosh, you're such a baby. And because I would prefer we work in an environment where people have respect for each other's personal property. I'm a big fat crybaby. I wish I would find out who is dropping a deuce in the toilet and not flushing it, because I would like to see them be fired. And you know, I don't have all the power in this building, but I've got a little, and I'm on the lookout. Just if you hear my words, Mr. No Flush, just know your time is drawing to an end.
If you're on the radio side.
Yeah.
If you're culture.
Listen, I've got some influence on the other sides too. Trust me.
We have no control over culture map. They do whatever the hell they want.
That's true.
If it's a culture map person, and if it is, I have a couple suspects.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Yeah. But I'm not. Unlike the beer theft, I'm not doing my Law and Order bit for that. So.
What say you, Mark?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
So, yeah, I was just going to chime in on the whole bathroom etiquette thing. I kind of missed the conversation earlier, but...
Well, someone pooped in the toilet and decided that they didn't need to flush.
Yeah, well, you know, that doesn't bother me as bad as when, like, there's just a standard toilet and, you know, like, all the guys have to use it, and then the guys just, like, pee on the lid. You know, like, they don't lift the lid up, and they just pee on it, you know? And then when the next person comes and has to drop a deuce or whatever, they're like, damn, man, this is gross.
Yeah, now that...
And so that's the people that really get me. It's like, and me, I compromise, right? So, like, when I go pee and the lid's down and somebody had already peed on the lid, then I'm like, I'm not touching that. I'm not the one that messed this up. And, you know, I'll just do my best not to hit the, not to hit the seat or whatever. But... Yeah, the people that piss on the seat when they know other guys, or maybe even them, are going to have to take a dump on it a little bit later in time.
Also horrible people,
I just
agree.
I don't get that.
No, I agree. Yeah, and I've run into that problem personally. When anytime I sleep in my spare bedroom, I wake up in the middle of the night and... I have a habit of, I don't like to turn the lights on when I wake up to pee in the middle of the night. So I will sit down to urinate at nighttime. And when I'm sleeping in my guest room, let's say I've had too many beers and I'm snoring, or I just sometimes will stay up too late and I don't want to disturb my wife. Or sometimes my wife just says, hey, you're sleeping in the guest room tonight, pal. But when that happens, sometimes I'll just go to sit down and pee in the middle of the night, and I remember that I share a bathroom now with 8 and 12-year-olds, and that's not good.
Well, I, too, sometimes sleep in the guest bedroom, especially if I'm staying up later, I almost always do, because by the time I get upstairs, I'll wake up the dogs and everything else, and then the wife wakes her up, she gets pissed. And, yeah, if I've had too much to drink, sometimes the next morning I notice that I didn't lift the lid, but I clean it myself. It's my, and nobody else uses it. So not as big a deal. 713-780-ESPN. AJ, on disciplining, do you have a process like the write-up process if you don't have to fire them for being unsanitary? They're disgusting bleeps. Yeah, we have a write-up process. Yep. We actually kind of run it like a real company around here.
Which is odd, I know.
Yeah. But wasn't always the case.
No.
But, yeah, it's you can actually get in trouble here. Not much. I mean, you have to do something really bad.
Yeah, but. And I'm not looking for anybody to get in trouble around here unless you're, you know, pooping and not flushing. Then I want to see you get in big trouble.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, you're just a disgusting person. And this guy's been doing this
for weeks. A habitual line stepper is what we would call him.
Yeah. And so he said maybe he was just proud of it. No. It was
nothing to be proud of.
No. I mean, if you drop like a 14-incher and you want to show it off, just take a picture.
Yeah.
You don't have to leave it. Guess what? It doesn't have a shelf life. It's not going to stick around for a month so people can look at it. 713-780-ESPN. I don't know how we got on this. It's better than the baseball talk, though.
That's true.
Do you see this? Are you desperate for something to gamble on right now?
I'm good. I've got professional fight matches that I'm working with.
Well, you can bet on great white sharks, and when they will ping and hit the surface, all these sharks have been tagged, and they have odds listed for 9 great whites. And which one will ping first when they come to the surface? And you can bet on that. So, if you're really desperate.
This seems like playing that horse racing game that you play in Vegas. Yeah. Like, it's really just, you're putting money in and you're hoping.
Yeah, it's really luck. It's really just a slot machine.
Because it's not like the horse races, like the real horse races, where you're going to get a program that's got all their historical data in it. They're just sharks.
Yeah, but... Hey, anything to bet on, right?
Yes.
Oh, I've got plenty to bet on right now, but I've been throwing a little soccer money around. And said somebody was asking me earlier, do I have Belmont picks? Yeah, I go to Sports Map. I give you all the horses that I like. And my pregame, the thing I did for pregame, has breakdowns of every single bet I'm going to make on the day. So intern Jeff here says the guy pooping and not flushing is not wiping either.
That's happened. That's what I pointed that out. That's
because
happened
there
a couple times.
There's nothing additional in there.
Yep.
So.
That is a disturbing trend, certainly.
That's kind of messed up.
Yeah. No, it's very messed up, Fred.
It's scary because it's got to be one of ours. And it's a very limited number now. There's just not that many people here.
There's not that many of us.
So. I definitely know it's not me.
Allegedly.
I'm pretty sure it's not you.
Allegedly.
Aaron's been awful quiet throughout this whole conversation.
Yeah. I don't like to point blame.
I mean, I've been locked in this room except for this last segment where I went to take a leak.
Well, we did discuss that it's someone who was here all through the Rona.
I wasn't here every day.
You were here plenty.
I just noticed he was awful quiet as this conversation was going on. So... am I wrong to dislike those loud Coke can muffler cars while liking the Harleys? For some reason, motorcycles doesn't bother me as much, even though I think there's some that are too loud. But those cars do, because the cars don't need to be loud.
Yeah.
And people love to rev those engines and be as loud as possible. That's what I don't get. I understand people cranking their music up in their car.
I suppose, to an extent.
Yeah. That I get. I don't know. And like, there's a little place that rents out like those little like tricycle motorcycles that are pretty loud that's in my neighborhood, and people are all the time renting those. Those don't bother me because I kind of know, that's what they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's when you go out of your way to make your car like that. So y'all just made me throw up in my mouth, and I can't say the rest of his stuff on here. 713 says you're probably looking for a left-handed wiper.
Why would that be the case?
Hmm. don't know.
I didn't notice what side of the toilet the paper sat on. There was paper with it today, at least.
Ah.
So that's a positive. That's what we
but
call...
But the paper, you can't really tell from the paper whether somebody's left or right-handed because they could drop it on either side. How would you tell that?
Yeah. Cool Side of the Pillow says, Floatergate 2020, blame the new guy, Josh Ennis. This was happening. This predates Josh.
Yeah, this was before Josh was here. So I can pretty much eliminate Josh as a suspect.
Political Rot says, if you were in the military, you could take a deuce anywhere. Listen, I'm 18. No, how many years removed am I from the military? What's the, I'm 18 years removed from the military. It's been a long time.
Can rule out interns because this was happening when we weren't allowed interns in here.
Yep.
So I think the suspect list is getting shorter and shorter. And that other company, that guy hasn't been here the whole time, right?
This is one of our people, I think.
It is. It's one of ours. And honestly, I think this narrows it to about 4 or 5 people, tops, that it could be.
Yeah.
And, well, we have a suspect or two. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A32 says you guys should do a voluntary lie detector test to figure it out. A lie detector is not admissible in the court of law.
No.
I have two suspects. I just don't know that I want to dive into this. And it's just...
I think it's an investigation best done off the air.
Yeah. But I don't even know...
If we find out, though, we will make it public,
oh,
obviously.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. So...
Unless it's David Gow.
Yeah, in which case, Aaron will have to take the fall for that. 315 says, a former motorcycle rider, I intentionally made my bike as loud as possible for safety reasons. If you're not loud, most of the other vehicles...
That is true.
Yeah,
but
that,
motorcycles are different than trucks.
Yeah, yeah. I want to make that clear. I wasn't talking about motorcycles, and I don't have a problem with that at all. And but yeah, just making your car that loud for no reason.
Chad says, my money is on John Granato. He seems like the guy to poop and not flush. John's been self-isolated, though, for the last week, so it's certainly not John. And John doesn't strike me as a non-flusher. He seems... I feel like John is a...
And Lance is almost as big a germaphobe as you are, so
yeah.
I'm eliminating Lance from this as well.
I honestly don't think it's an on-air person.
No, I don't either. I think it's someone that nobody out there would know.
I feel like I know my staff, and I feel like none of them would do it. I don't think there's any that I'd be suspicious about. Now, I was... When Raheel was here, I was inherently suspicious of him... Only because he refused to wash his hands with soap after he peed.
He wouldn't flush either. He wouldn't flush.
Yeah, he wouldn't flush the urinal.
Yeah.
So I would instantly, my mind would jump to him, but Raheel's not here, so it can't be him. I don't think there's anybody else who I know of that has habits like that.
Texas Brawlers thinks it might be a pissed off intern, but we didn't have interns.
No. Yeah, the interns weren't
here. Lockdown.
No, no. So all the interns are cleared.
Yeah.
This attorney here specializing in sports and stuff, lie detectors are admissible in the court of the Blitz. That's true.
True.
And as we are the judges, we can make the rules.
But if I were to fire someone for this, it would be...
Well, then we've got to actually do the paperwork
right.
And the HR stuff. You know, taking all the fun out of it. You have to go through the whole proper channels and read the script and all of those things. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of... The day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. We know that, we know the Planet of the Apes is coming, right? I mean, we're pretty much doomed to either all die from the Rona, Planet of the Apes comes.
Will it be the Planet of the Apes where we battle them and win, or will they enslave us?
Maybe both. That's what happened in the movies, right?
Yeah.
But we at least are...
I hope we win that war, honestly.
Well, we're starting to fight back, AJ. Because a monkey named Kahlua has been... he's going to have to spend the rest of his life behind bars.
What's his crime?
He's bitten 250 people, one of whom died.
Well, I mean, that kind of seems fair.
He
Harambe died for less.
Kahlua is, he's bitten over 250 peoples in Mirzapur, and one died.
That's not how you say that, Fred.
Well, how do you say it?
I'm not going to tell you, but that's definitely not
well,
it.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure it's something like Mirzapur. I don't know. It's Mirzapur. Well, he was a pet monkey of a local occultist, which who would regularly give him liquor to drink.
Okay.
So the monkey would get drunk. Shocker. The monkey becomes an alcoholic when the occultist dies. He stopped getting liquor and became aggressive. He went on a biting spree, and they had to call in forest and zoo teams to capture him. So alcoholic monkey... No more alcohol, becomes aggressive and bites people. One person dies, life in prison. They said they kept him in isolation for some months. There's been no change in his behavior as he remains as aggressive as he was. It's been 3 years since he was brought to the zoo, but now he's going to have to remain in captivity for the rest of his life. He's 6 years old, and the zoo doctor said if he was set free, he'd harm people wherever he went. So he's been deemed a danger to society. Kahlua, guilty.
You know who'd be able to rehab him? The Tiger King.
No. Well, the Tiger King's also in prison. So
what about that bitch Carol Baskin?
That bitch Carol Baskin doesn't really care about primates.
She'd probably feed it to the tigers.
She only cares about big cats.
She fed her husband to the tigers, allegedly. So
allegedly.
Yeah, so that would be a death sentence.
Probably allegedly.
That'd be a death sentence for Kahlua. So just know, though, if you're scared of the Planet of the Apes, they're fighting back. This is a blow for humanity against the apes.
I can see Caesar now sitting somewhere just going, well, this means war.
That ape should be honored. All right, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Somebody said, what about Patrick? He's from New York, and New Yorkers tend to hate the world. This is happening when he's not here.
Yeah.
So, pretty sure he's...
Patrick gets here after us, so... And it just doesn't have... It's not there all day.
Yeah, this is something that's happening in the midday time slot.
Yep.
Again, I don't think it's anybody on air, though. Let's squeeze in a call. Lamar, what's up?
Hey, man, it's Lamont, man. Hey, Jay, man, before you go calling out your teammates on your squad, I work in a similar environment like you guys, in a professional building. And what I've come to realize, this ain't no big revelation, a lot of people go to other floors, man. I don't know what y'all kind of setup is, if y'all got the doors locked in the stairwells, but I see a lot of other strange faces. On my floor, if I'm going downstairs to go walk around, going outside, I just see some faces that are on my floor that's not typically on my floor. So, in other words, it's a whole bunch of variables right there. Before you go charge up your team, it may be some dudes that's doodling on your floor
that don't work here.
Other floor. I mean, I ain't going to say that they not work there. That they could be above or below you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, except the flaw in that thinking is anybody from another floor, every other restroom in this building on the other floors is 100% nicer than this one.
Yeah, if I were going to poop here, I would use a different floor. And the second floor, now here's
they're all locked, though.
No.
I think they're open now.
The third floor is not, and the third floor is really nice.
The second floor, I stopped in there to pee the other day, and it's been fully remodeled, and it's very nice. But the thing about the second floor is that's a very public floor. That is not, our bathroom is public in the sense that everyone on the fourth floor uses it. The second floor bathroom is people enter our building on the second floor, and there is no bathroom on the first floor for people who enter on the first floor. So most people who are visiting our building who don't work here use the second floor. But it is a very, very nice bathroom. It looks very modern. And really the entirety of the decor that they've put in on the second floor – it's just odd is the way I'd word it. There's like wooden tables with like way too many chairs piled around them. There's bicycles on the wall.
Yeah, the bicycle wall is the one that gets me. It's like these weird, I don't know what kind of colors you call them. Pastel?
Yeah, Easter colors.
Yeah, and they've got all these bicycles on the wall. And it's kind of like whoever was designing this had to be stoned. Had to be.
Or, it's not in a cool way, like Hey Merchant with all the bike stuff.
No, it's weird. I admit.
Yeah, and if you're the artist who did it, I'd just be kind of curious where your thought process was there, because I'm not seeing, and this can happen. Like somebody does a piece of art and you don't get it, and then they explain it to you, and you're like, oh man, this is awesome. Maybe that's all it is.
You just need an explanation.
Yeah, just what the thought process was behind it.
Makes sense.
713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776.
Fred, I'm going to tell the people about a new sponsor that's on board with us called Elate Health. If you are a person who wakes up in the middle of the night and you've got to pee, or you pee way too often, you could have an enlarged prostate, or BPH, they call it. If you've been diagnosed with that, here's the deal. A lot of doctors will say you need to have a surgery. And the kinds of surgeries that I was shown, one involves putting a drill bit inside your parts and clearing out the blockage. That sounds horrible. And the other one was requiring stitches inside your prostate. So none of these are good. And they all, and by the way, those also, there's a chance that you could be impotent after that. You don't want that. What you want to do is call Dr. Andrew Doe at Elate Health. He's the first doctor in Houston to do a procedure called PAE. It's an advanced, minimally invasive procedure. It uses X-ray technology to treat your prostate. In fact, you may end up having a better stuff going for you down low than before you did. It's covered by most insurance plans. Nobody's done as many PAE procedures as Dr. Doe. He's the guy you want. Learn more today. Call 832-860-4618. That's 832-860-4618. And check them out at choosepae.com. That's choosepae.com.